This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
I don't know if you saw this, but Sports Illustrated cut 6% of their staff. And they are expecting now $30 million in lost revenue from ads because they have so many sponsors dropping out, which is kind of normal right now because of everything going on in the pandemic. Businesses are closed left and right. It's hard for you know, sponsors to kind of hang in there with you, you know, because they're not making any money at this point in time. So if they've got no money going in, it's hard for them to spend it on ad revenue. So SI is expecting a monster loss now. And they have eliminating 6% of their staff now. They have limited to the point that they're talking about. They're not sure they have enough people to be able to finish off a magazine every single month. They also eliminated pretty much most of the females left in the building. So it's mostly male-driven also now, not giving it as much balance as it's had in the past. It's and you know, they've made so many other cuts already. Like, Sports Illustrated is a shell of what that magazine used to be and how it used to represent sports. It was the Bible for sports. I mean, Sports Illustrated magazine was the magazine to get 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. The main magazine, the one that had the best stories, some of the best, athlete profile stories, you know, things like that, that human interest side, you would get them more in Sports Illustrated than anywhere else. And to see how many hits sports is taking and see Sports Illustrated, the way it's going downhill, man, that's a real shame. That you see stuff like that, and that pains me, because a lot of good people are losing their jobs, and it's jobs that we're not recreating again because the business itself is losing so much. And when you got people out there, they're worried about actually keeping it alive, that's not good.